Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any past show on my website at brucesalin.com. Please also like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. Wow, today's show was strong. It ended up being much more about 9/11 than I intended, and that is just perfect because 9/11 is on everyone's mind this week after a decade since that horrid incident. I love what Pastor Drew brought us. I also love what Jim Scheinberg brought us in this show, reflecting on the resilience of our country after 9/11, in contrast to some of what appears to be less resilience now when facing, by comparison, far more, less troubling issues. It's very interesting. It's very interesting, and we're facing... what does Confucius say? I think there's an old saying, something like, may you live in interesting times, and it's actually considered a curse. We are clearly cursed because we are living in very interesting times. There are sponsor slots open for the Bruce Salin Show. If you're interested, just email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. And if you would like to read a little bit more of what I have to say on life, love, parenting relationships, you can find my first book, which is called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, on Amazon. It's perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. You like that slogan? Perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. That is the same slogan I have for Dad Chat, which is the tweet chat I host every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Please join us some Thursday. It's live, it's fun, it's free. You'll laugh and you'll learn, I promise. Today's topic was, do you give your kids allowance? And that is also this week's name of the A Dad's Point of View comic strip. It's called Allowance. And next week, we are going to be talking about Brittany. Not that Brittany. I met a girl skiing, 20-year-old young girl. And, or no, she wasn't 20, she was 18. And she was very interesting, and I asked her, could I interview her? And she graciously agreed. And the interview was fascinating, and we will talk about how young people look at the world by virtue of what Brittany had to say in my interview. What else can I tell you? I want to just say a couple more things about allowance before we get off the topic. I believe that you give anyone anything for nothing, and it's really giving him or her nothing of value. There's a phrase that goes something like, teach someone to fish rather than give them fish. Teach them self-sufficiency. The sooner we teach our kids the real value of money, the better. Giving them stuff, especially because you're guilty for some reason or another, in a dual-working household where mom and dad feel bad, so they think buying their kids affection is a good thing, you're not doing good. Make them earn it. It's much better. I started teaching my boys about savings and patience and delayed gratification when they were, I don't know, 7 to 10 years old, and I gave them a book allowance. They both are into reading. And I gave them enough to buy an inexpensive book each week. But to buy some of the fancy books that they wanted, they'd have to wait. And my older son, who was around 9 or 10 at the time, he had the patience to wait. But my younger son, he wanted to take that $10 or whatever it was that I gave each week for books. He wanted a book right then and there. And after a few weeks, my older son had saved up for a really special book that cost 4 weeks worth of savings, and he bought it, and it was big, and it was glossy, and it was exciting, and he was thrilled. He had waited a month for that book, which is an eternity to a kid. Well, his younger brother saw it and learned a lesson. Those are the things we can do as parents to give our kids a sense of what money is worth, to teach them how to save. And for that matter, we can all learn a little lessons about savings ourselves, especially, as we've talked about a little loosely, our government could learn how to save a little better. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer here at KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara, where it is gorgeous today, and I love coming up here each week. And I want to thank our station manager, Les Carroll, who I call my cheerleader in chief, and who I have the pleasure of having lunch with today. And I want to thank you again for joining us. And do follow the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and be the best dad or mom you can be.